Welcome to My Lines, brought to you by Colin Boynton. For this episode of my poetry podcasts, the place where I share my world of words, I have gone back to the very beginning of my writing and will be sharing some of my very first pieces I wrote. I will begin with a piece called The News. Yesterday I heard the news. It made me want to cry. Someone's out there suffering. Another child will die. With bombs and guns we aim to kill, creating misery. And someone else is crying out. Will we ever see a way to end hatred, a way to end the fear? Or will we go on hurting and shed another tear? What's the point in killing, just for killing's sake? Can we ever stop it? How long will it take? My next piece actually happened to someone that I used to know, and is called Not the Time or Place. Alarm clock rings at 5:30. I leave my bed, feel half alive. My eyes still shut, my brain asleep. I feel so tired, I could just weep. I eat my breakfast, drink my tea. With eyes half shut, I cannot see. The minutes ticking, hours by. The sun now shining in the sky. Feeling late, I grab my things. On going out, the phone then rings. I run back in, pick up the phone, to find the caller had now gone. I run back out, jump in the car, and not before I got too far, I turn the radio to play, and then a voice begins to say, "Take it easy, take it slow, it's time to start the Sunday show." No longer tired, but wide awake, I put my foot upon the brake. Feeling stupid, what to say? Don't have to go to work today. This next piece is also based on real life and something I used to come across every day on my walk to work through the city streets, and is called A Little Secret. She stands there by the roadside, the same time every day, watching people passing by, going on their way. Her world is in some plastic bags, she keeps them by her side, and never bothers anyone from morn till eventide. And in the long, dark night-time hours, she settles down to rest, sheltering from the winds and rain wherever is the best. She has no home, no money, no friends, no family too, and yet she's always cheerful. Why, I wish I knew. And if I knew her secret, why she wears a smile, my life might be much better, if only for a while. The next piece I've chosen was just written to intrigue and is called Guilty Man. Slipping out the back door quietly at night, creeping through the shadows, keeping hid from sight. If anyone should notice or anyone should see, then all my days of planning would be a waste for me. I know I shouldn't do it, but what else could I do? She begged and begged for days on end, and then I gave in too. She told me all her reasons, we argued wrong from right, until I finally gave in and fixed this fateful night. Provided no one noticed and all went as to plan, the night would be successful, but I'm a guilty man. I didn't hear for days on end, I guessed that all went well, and so I went to visit. She had her tale to tell. The smile she had upon her face that day as I walked in told me all had gone well, and could she go again? The speed of life seems to increase day in, day out, week in, week out, and seems to have been like this for some time now. So my final piece this week is simply called Listen Very Carefully. We ran so fast and jumped so high, we never heard the warning cry. So now we have to pay the price. We never heard the good advice. We kept on rushing at great speed. We never heard, we had no need. And now it's almost far too late. We'll never hear about our fate. I hope you've enjoyed my choice for this week's episode. The books I've written are available either for myself or direct from my publishers. For more details, see my website www.collinscorner.co.uk. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you'll join me once again next time for another episode of My Lines.